Derech Hashem here, Sunday, Chaf Vav Elul, 17 September, the 7th Shir in Derech Hashem. We're in Chelek Aleph, Perek Sheni, Paragraph Dalet.
Okay, we're learning Sefer Derech Hashem, we're in Chelek Aleph, and we're in Perek Sheni. And we're in responding paragraph Dalet. So, 1, 2, 4. That's how it was noted. So, what have we been learning about? In the more, theoretical, esoteric part, because Derech Hashem, the Ramchal is coming to give up, we'll start to be more and more down to earth and practical. Perek Dalet really starts. It's not our reality, even though this is also our reality, but it's the foundations of our reality, of our actual reality. The reason what, I don't know how you're taking it, to me, it says two things. First of all, that my desire to perfect myself and my desire to reach shleimus and to do mitzvahs and to get to olam haba and to get schar is not just selfish. It's not just that I want to win the game. I don't want to go to Gan Eden. But there's, so that's okay in and of itself. It's not the greatest, as the Chodesh Alomah says in many places, but, you know, Havavai, that would work. But when you learn Ramchal, I mean, I get the, you feel that, no, this was always Hashem's master plan, and this is what Hashem wants. And Hashem created the whole Bria so that I should go to Gan Eden and then not to Gehenna. So that mankind, we're not up to mankind yet even, that there be a Bria that bonds with him. Hashem wants to be mative. The ultimate told us to bond with him. The only way to bond with him, well, the best way to bond with him, the shlemus way to bond with him, is to be the Baal HaTov, as he calls it, that I didn't get a freebie, but I had to work to earn it. I became like Hashem, as much as a human as possible, by the good in me, the Tov, the spiritual, the being like Hashem, being a product of my own work. I made that. I did that. I created that. It's not when someone hands me something, it's by nature an outside, more superficial. It's not who I am. And I create who I am, and that's Hashem's plan for the world. That's why Hashem created the world. So I don't have to feel bad. If I'm being selfish, it would be nice if I would think about this. And we're at times we're told to, we talk about we're doing it Milan Shmo B'Yahava, certainly in davening Rosh Hashanah, a lot of the davening talks about Hashem and Hashem's Malchus and Hashem's Shechina, and we want V'chol HaRisha Kula Ka'oshan Tichla, and it just comes together. My own selfish purpose for living and my own selfish, because ultimately that machshava is selfish. It's about me, my personal perfection, my personal growth, me. And I want to go to Gan Eden, and I don't want to go to Gehenna. But that, so at least it's not far off from the idea. In other words, you hear stories, you know, you're not supposed to do things in order to go to Olam Haba. You're supposed to do things because Hashem wants us to do things. But Hashem wants us to go to Olam Haba. The Ramchal is saying that not just as a reward, but that's the purpose of the Bria, is that Hashem is mative, and the way to be mative is what we call Olam Haba. We'll get into more technical details and specifics as we move on through the Sefer. But and the way to do that is by Bechira, and the way to do that is by being Bocher Tov. So, and that's what Hashem's master plan is. That's how he's going to be made, is through people being bolher betol and being as dome to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as they possibly can, by being as spiritual as they possibly can. And that is only through Bechira. And that's this whole, that's one angle, one way to look at it. One way to look at it that makes these fundamentals is not just because the Hashem holds, like conceptually, building blocks, as he writes in his Hakdama, you have to know where everything fits into the whole, and this way you'll have a grasp of everything we're learning instead of just piling on facts and trying to remember them. And another angle that this does, first, it also makes my actions much more universal. It's not just about me. It's about the world. It's about Hashem's plan for the world. And it's maybe inspiring, maybe scary. Because sometimes we think, like, what does Hashem care if I, and then you fill in the blank, everybody has their own blank they fill in. What does Hashem care if I? But the answer is Hashem does care, because this is the purpose of Hashem's Bria. It's not just he cares because he wants you to obey him. He doesn't need your obeying. In Titzak Matitem Lo, we say. But this is what Hashem's plan was, and he certainly doesn't want his plan to be frustrated or voided. Okay. Dalid, you know, if you learn Masil Sisharim, if anybody here, learn Masil Sisharim, you come across a paragraph where he says that when man is good, he is ma'ala, the whole world with him. So he raises the spiritual level of the whole world. And if man is not good, then he's moriv, the spiritual level of the whole world. Everything's totally in man's behavior. And Hashem takes Adam Arishon, and he takes him around, and he shows him, gives him a tour of the universe, and says, make sure you don't ruin my world. So you say, okay, that's beautiful, that's wonderful, that's so nice. But now, according to paragraph Dalit, we're going to understand why that is so. Why that is so. V'hine, l'chsheyiyu b'metzius, in order for there to exist in reality, ha'inyonim hashonim ha'elu shol shleimus v'chisorin shol zachanut, we want to inject spirituality into ourselves. Shleimus, we want to overcome the flaws that are built in. Right? Hashem had to build in flaws, even though he's a perfect being. He had to create a being with flaws so that the being be able to choose between overcoming the flaws, overcoming the chisronos, and achieving shleimus. So, but for that to happen, you need a lot of things. You need the whole world. Because a person goes through life, and there's many choices to make, and everything ends up, and you have the Torah, so the spirituality is emanating from Hashem in the form of Torah, in the form of 613 mitzvahs. And you need a whole world out there. You need plants, and you need animals, and you need other people, and you need interrelationships, and you need to interact with people, and you need to eat, and you need to explore, and a lot of things going on. Remember, we want to be as much like Hashem as possible, so the whole universe is at man's feet, and he's supposed to use all of this in his quest for shleimus. Shleimus has to mean shleimus. So the Ramchal says in paragraph Dalit in the very base, V'hine l'cheyiyu b'mitzius ha'inyonim hashonim ha'elu, all of these different things, shel shleimus v'chisorin shel zucharu. Shleimus is shleimus. Shleimus includes a heck of a lot of stuff. Right? V'titza ha'briya shel zucharu. He doesn't even talk about mankind yet. We say mankind because we know that's what's coming. But this creation, Shazakhanu should be Batchuna in a situation, Shehitzricha Lios, Perush, and what does that mean? But Efshorus, with the possibility of Lishneha and Yonim, whether it's good or not good. it's up to this Bria. The Bria has to, in order to own the Tov, he has to choose between Tov and Ra, and make himself Tov, and then he owns the Tov. He's a Baal HaTov, in the words of the Ramchal. And they have to have the ability to achieve it. Shetikne hashleimus, the teod there, and to block off menaches reimus. So you have to have the opportunity. You have to have an existence which has an opportunity for good, and the ultimate good, and an opportunity for bad that is there along your quest for good. And you need the means to inject the ruchnius into your life, or if you bear chas v'sholom, the opposite. Piris witness the hashlemus in a vada sheprotim rabim v'sholom tzor sheimotzu v'bria. It can't be a one-dimensional bria. So we don't know, because actually in Adam HaRishon there was only one mitzvah he had. So we really can't understand that. That does seem a little one-dimensional. There was just one tree, and he wasn't allowed to eat from it, and that's all he had to do, seemingly. So we don't know. But we do know that he failed, and to rectify his failure, there's, according to most, she does, this has to be 6,000 years of history, and billions of people, and billions of situations, and billions and billions of nisyonos, and no two people have the same fingerprints or the same nisyonos, because everybody has their own nefesh, and everybody has a piece of Adam HaRishon's nefesh. It's a bit mind-boggling, but this is, you know, you read about this, a malachim wanted to say Shira to Adam HaRishon. He was, so we don't know. This is like really, I don't know, it's hard to fathom, because it seemed that it was one-dimensional, so obviously it was more, because it was something that would have brought him shameless. And all the, and it doesn't seem like much, like don't eat from the tree. It was not even an assay, it was a lot. But, so, I'm just saying that you wonder, because the way the Ramchal talks about it, that it has to incorporate so many protim, so many specifics to show them in all sorts of scenarios. Well, you see, it has to be that way, because whatever it was by Adam HaRishon, but to make up for it, you see, you need, I said, 6,000 years of history, and billions of people, and billions of situations. And no two people are alike. And no two people have the same nisyonos. And no two people have the same kolchos hanefesh, because everything, it's like a 100 billion piece puzzle that when put together you have Adam HaRishon before the chait. That's what you have. So you see, it incorporated all those things. Sarashi Mosa Debriya. So all these different, like the Debriya has to function a certain way that person can achieve shlemus, and there are different people and different neshamos. So everybody has a different shlemus to achieve. So I have to go through life experiencing what I experience, and you have to go through life experiencing what you experience. The flaws, i.e., the nisyonos, whether it's obstacles or it's difficulties that I have to overcome, or I have to maintain my emuna in the face of very difficult, even tragic situations. Everybody, you know, puts in a little piece of the 10 billion, 100 billion, a billion billion piece puzzle. Everybody's putting in a little piece of shleimus. So you need all of these, you need a whole world. It's not a simple world. You need some people who do this, that, and history. Well, you have friends. I mean, it's when you think about all the interrelationships in the world and all the different nisyonos people have, because my nisyonos are not even the same from one day to the next. Different nisyonos every day, not even the same throughout today. Right? And this is what the Mesillas Yesharim says. The Mesillas Yesharim says it in a simple way. He says, life is full of nisyonos. But the Ramchal is digging deeper. I mean, like, the Derech Hashem is like the, you see the depth of the Mesillas Yesharim, the few words the Mesillas Yesharim says, and you see its depth in Derech Hashem, and you see the Derech Hashem's depth in Das Tvunos. Like digging deeper and deeper. Because Mesillas Yesharim just says, you know, life is nisyonos. Okay, I mean, that's a very important episode, and it gives me the strength to deal with them, but that's what he said. But here he's explaining why. Life is full of nisyonos, because we are trying to achieve a shleimus that's as total as we can imagine. So we need every type of scenario this person, I mean, this person has to overcome chaos, and this person has to have emunah in the face of difficulties in life. And this person has to overcome this mika, and this person has this nisyonos, and this person has taivus that I don't have, and I have taivus he doesn't have, and I have to overcome them to do the ratzon Hashem instead of my ratzon. Like, so that's what he says. So you have this whole world is because we're looking for the shleimus, and shleimus is made up of a lot of little pieces.
Well, what does he talk about
Das
Tvunos? Where does he take it there?
Well, wait, it's too late. In a Vadai Sapratim Rabbi Vishonim Soshi, you have many, 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 many specificities, scenarios, people, situations. Then there's history, right? We're born in this century, we're born in this year, we're living here, we have these parents, we have these children. You know, you look at it like this, it's such a varied world, but it's all, because you need everything to achieve shleimus. Well, to achieve the shleimus that you're going to achieve. The yachsim rabbim in akrotim ha'elu, into relationships, interactions, actually it's liach, atakos, amachuvan bo, to whatever degree you're going to be matzliach. So you have all these things in the universe, all these things going on, but then he says, let's not forget, it's all for the purpose of this Bria. He still doesn't want to say the word mankind. It's all for the purpose of this Bria, that this Bria can choose between Tov and Ra, between Ruchni and Gashmi, between being like Hashem and turning away from Hashem, between Ha'oras Ponim and Hester Ponim. Between bonding with Hashem and moving away from Hashem. Bulam Abriya Sher Hisadda, which was given the, which was designated, the Inyan HaGadol Hazeh, which is the Hainu the Dveikus Bo Yisborach Shmo Kamosha Zachainu, Dveikus and Hashem, bonding with Hashem. Hiti Kari Yerkesh HaBachal Abriya, with all the noise going on, and there's a lot of noise, right? If you listen to radio or up a newspaper, there's so much noise. It's all background noise. It's hard to tune it out, but it's all background noise. And all that matters is, did you make a bracha? Did you think of Hashem today? Did you bond with Hashem today? Are you being spiritual, or are you overcoming your more base nature? Are you squashing your tendency to get angry? Are you squashing your tendency to be jealous? Are you davening with kavana? Are you careful to make brachos? Are you careful to wash? Careful, and like, that's what counts. Everything else is background noise. The background is providing the tools for bechira. Well, not the tool. Well, is providing the matter of for bechira. It's providing the choices, because everybody has to make their own choices. Everybody has their own neshama. Everybody has their own difficulties and their own things that they have to overcome with their bechira. So you have all these things. You have so many people, so many scenarios, so many interactions. But you can't forget, because it's, and this is really, again, this almost mystical, esoteric philosophy really makes a person say, you know, what I do matters. Okay, yeah, that's a little old me, you know, Hashem doesn't even remember me. I'm just a speck of dust in the universe. But the speck of dust is the point of the whole universe. And every person is a piece of Adam Arishon. And every person is a piece of Hashem, in whatever sense that's meant. We say that when we say that my neshama is a chelek aloka mimal, so it's not as terrible as it sounds. We just don't fathom what that means. But everybody, and Hashem is infinite, so there's infinite scenarios. V'chol shor mashimoti b'mitzias is only there, and this is what I think Sosa Shalom says it in a more fun, superficial way, that everything is there just to provide the scenario for the b'chira, to provide the scenario of the test. Lo yiyah la'ozer beiz etzad, or beiz b'china, it's pulling me in one direction. Everything is here, every person I meet, every situation I have, every conversation I have, something, it can be Lashon Hara, right? It's pulling me in this direction, it's pulling me to self-gratification, it's pulling me to baseness, it's pulling me to Ra, Lashon Hara, it's pulling me to me to feel good at the expense of someone else, which we know is Ra, right? It's a violating of the mitzvah in the Torah, so everything is pulling. The person's in a tug of war. Ela ozer beiz etzad, o beiz bechina ela tachlis. The goal is sheyitzlat, to be successful, v'yimotze. Falkin yikorot tfeilam labriyo ikrish ozachayna. So everything is minor, everything is just there, as I said, to provide, everything is a prop. Everything is a prop for you. Everything in the world, every invention, every event, I don't know if every event is meant for me, but it's meant for someone. Every event is meant for someone. It could pull them in this direction or in that direction. So everything's a prop. We're on the right. Shakespeare knew what he was talking about. Right? The world's a stage. Right? Every man's a player, and everything's a prop. Everything in the world is a prop. My relationship with my parents are props. My relationship with my children are props. My relationship with my friends are props. Maybe my relationship with my spouse, but that gets more complicated because that's really one neshama that was split into two. So that's even more complicated and more deep, that relationship. So we'll leave that for another time. Maybe the Ramchal will talk about it, maybe not. But that's even more complicated. So everything's a tofel lebriya ha'ikrish ha'zacharno. Now what is this briya? So finally we get to mankind in paragraph 5. Because everybody was wondering, maybe it was a ladybug. What briya are we talking about? Achabriya ha'ikrish ba'emesi min ha'anushi. Min ha'anushi, mankind, maybe in some circles you have to say humankind. And everything else that was created, ben hakavoim imenu, on the higher on the food chain, the food chain, so higher on the food chain, ben hashvolim imenu, a lower on the food chain, eno ela bavuro. I don't know what's higher than him. Only malachim. I mean, yeah, the person has intelligence. The person is creative. The person has ideas. So I guess ben hagvoa mimenu means malachim. The malachim will not create. So we don't know how does a malach affect my life that he's a prop for me. So I don't know when malachim was sent to people like by the avos. So ben hagvoa mimenu, that's what it means. Ben hashvolim mimenu. This is really, you know, this is like one sentence in the Gemara. And if you're reading the Gemara, you don't even think of it as being so heavy. It says, why was mankind created last in the Bria? So you should realize that everything was created for him. So it's a simple sentence. And then you learn the Mchal, it's like, whoa, yeah, everything was created for me. For me doesn't mean necessarily to be to benefit from. It means to be a prop in my
achievement of shleimus through bechira. And everything is a messiah and pulls me in a direction, and I have to make sure I choose correctly, as we played yesterday, bacharta
b'chayim. This applies to non-Jews too, all of this?
Yeah, we got a long way to go until we get to the Jews. This was theory, it was supposed to be it. It was Adam. And then he did what he did, and then it became mankind, but it wasn't working. It had the mabul, and it still wasn't working, and then Avraham Avinu emerged. Hashem was like, so to speak, searching for that person that he could designate to do this b'shleimus. The Bnei Noach have an achrayus to do this too, in a limited way. They can't achieve the shleimus of a Jew. They can't. They have shem and mitzvahs. The same religion. So different religions. And Goy has to serve Hashem. Goy has to serve Hashem. The same Hashem, and he has to serve him. But he doesn't have the same shleimus. The Ramchal will be talking about where they fit in. They have a place to play in the Bria. They're a Tzelem Elokim. They're not like Chas V'Shalom animals. Chas V'Shalom. They have a Bria. They have Mechira. They're Tzelem Elokim. You have to treat them with a dignity of a Tzelem Elokim. They're not much. Goyim are not garbage. Goyim are Tzolom Elokim. If they're Rishonim, then you treat them like Rishonim should be treated. But if they're not Rishonim, then they're people. The Torah limits the specialness with the chosen people. We're chosen, by the way. Avram chose Hashem. Hashem didn't choose Avram. We're chosen, it just means that Avram, Hashem said to Avram, you are so perfect that your descendants will become my nation. So we're chosen only in the sense that we're descendants of the person who chose Hashem. But it wasn't, there were no playing of favorites. Avram Avinu emerged from the mess of humanity to be Ne'amon Lefanecha. It's also as Levavo Ne'amon Lefanecha. Hashem said, you, your children, your descendants, will be the nation that will fulfill the purpose of the Bria. So when you say Shalom Asani Goy in the morning, you're not saying, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm not that stupid, drunken, drug-addicted piece of garbage. You're saying, I'm not any guy, no matter how dignified, no matter how special, no matter how intelligent, no matter how cultured, no matter how fine, but he's not the Zera of Avram. Actually, he's not. He can become a ger. If he wants to, he can become a ger. No problem. That's we welcome. We don't urge them to become gerim, but we certainly welcome gerim, and we're told to make them feel welcome because it's really open to anybody. Or taka wouldn't be fair. So as it is, it's not. We think it's not fair, but it is fair because Avram was a standout, and that's just like if I make $1 million, so my children get $1 million. That's all. That's the way Hashem made the world, that you bequeath to your children, and they're part of you, and you earned it, and now it goes to them. So that's what happened with Avram. But Ramchal is going to talk about all of this. We're really, really jumping ahead because of your question. Meanwhile, it's just mankind who has Bechira, and every human being has Bechira and can achieve Shleimus. History played itself out that the Goyim have a limited shleimus to achieve, and unless they become gay, and they can become, then the sky's the limit. Yes.
I don't know how to put this. What mechanism did Hashem put in the world for the goyim to come to know him and to love him and to follow?
The mechanism was there. The goyim went away. The goyim went away and strayed away. The Gemara talks about this. Rav Ayat Der Goyim. The goyim refused to play their role in the Bria, and they really fell into Avodah Zarah, you know, all sorts of bad things. The Rambam describes Christianity and certainly Islam as the goyim coming back to Hashem. Of course, it's Avodah Zarah is like, at least the ideology, the pure ideology of the Christians, meaning that there's a Hashem and he's invisible and he's all powerful and he's Kol Yochol, and all the things we say about Hashem, the Christians say, but you know, they have their, it's a step in the right direction. That's the Rambam, the famous Rambam. It's certainly a step in the right direction. It's away from Avodah Zarah. It's away from Avodah Zarah, really self-worship. That I view the powers that run the world as a candy machine that I manipulate in order to get what I want. And the idea that there's a Hashem and I don't know long that I have to serve and I have to find favor in His eyes and do what's good, that's our idea. That's how Rav Avinu, that's what Rav Avinu did in the face of Avodah Zarah. Then, you know, it's still plenty of Avodah Zarah in the world. But basically, and Islam is a step even away from the Avodah Zarah of Christianity, which is technically Avodah Zarah because of their theology. Islam is a better step. And Mashiach will just say, you know, you guys are on the right path, but you missed it. But it's like not going to be such a shock because they understand they have an idea of God and they have an idea of an invisible, all-powerful, omniscient, omnipotent, all-knowing, HaYehovah V'Yiyeh. They have this idea. I mean, at least theoretically, really the world has sunk not into Avodah Zarah, but into atheism. Because that's what happened. They did that. I mean, that's what they chose to do. They fell into Darwin came along and did his thing, and Freud came along and did his thing, and Marx came along and did his thing. And that equals that those three equals that Hashem doesn't run the world. That's what they accomplished. So he can go to church someday, like Hashem, like the furthest thing from his mind. Even his Hashem. I mean, okay, but I don't have to worry about the guy. I'll let the guy worry about the guy. I have enough to worry about. Yeah, okay, so. Again, we're straying off. So Abriya, but that's good because Abriya Hekas Bevasi Min Hanushi, mankind, the whole Shah and Avram, and this is where the Mitzvah Shem is coming from. Ben Agvolmi Menu, Ben Ashvalmi Menu, Enam Elevavuro, Vashvam Asinyano. Everything is a prop in the play that I am a player in to be Kone Shlemus. It's a prop because it's presenting me with Bechira, or the Sionos, same word as Bechira, just a different angle of description. It's presenting me with the choices I have to make. Do I talk? And it gets very, you know, you right away get back. This is very theoretical and esoteric and philosophical, but it goes right down to when someone, when I'm, you know, do I lash out at someone and make them feel bad? That's what it boils down to. Am I honest in everything that I do? Am I erlich? Do I make a bracha with kavona? Like it quickly becomes my life. And all the things that I do with my life. And we all, you know, and every door has its nisyonos. And in one way, life is more, it's easier. It's easier now to say, for a man to learn. Every place is air conditioned with good lighting. You see the pictures of the Gedolei Achron and Mogen Avraham sitting over hunched over a little candle, like peering at over a piece of parchment and a quill. And we're sitting by a computer with lights and air conditioning. So that's good, but we all know the bad side. The bad side of all this technology, the bad side, and it makes you more magushim. It makes you more pleasure-seeking, right? I can't learn. The air conditioner's not working. And Magen Avraham says, you know, what's air conditioning? So that's how Hashem made the world. If you call up Bechinos Arabos, Masheros Arus, when the countless Bechinos, the countless angles and scenarios, the countless struggles of different midos, of different, it's countless different scenarios. The Moshe Bor Olufim said to Shmaya, he'll be explaining more. Vine Haskola. Seichel, to be guided by rationality. V'chol hamidos hatovos, true rationality. We're not talking about someone who is a logician. He could be a disgusting person, a very depraved, immoral person. We're talking about seichel that goes all the way up to Hashem, that realizes, what am I doing here? What's the purpose of the Bria? Why was I created? Hashem exists. He wants something from me. They are props which I use to find my shleimus. The physical midos arose. He's in the middle of a tug of war. Now, when the Ramchal describes physicality with as the default of being Ra, the default of being Chomer, the default of being Midos Ros, that just means that's the default mode of the Guf, because the Guf is like an animal, and the Guf wants pleasure, and the Guf wants what it wants. It wants to feel good. That's the Guf, as opposed to the Seichel and the Neshama. Ultimately, though, he's going to teach us, and this is the Ramchal's Shita and Moshe Shonim Shita, the Guf is elevated, and the Guf becomes a spiritual essence through, and that's part of the Koach of the Neshama, to imbue the Guf with spirituality, not the Guf maybe that we know, with two hands and two feet and a stomach and but at the end of it all, the guf is not drum chalshita. The ultimate is reached at the tchias amesim, when the guf returns with the neshama in it, and it returns. What do you have lo netzach? According to the Ramchal, what we call olam haba, life after death, the olam haneshamos, is a waiting station. It's waiting for the ultimate. The nitzchius, what gives us a headache when we think of ad uli ome olamim, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, that's a guf and the neshama. To whatever degree we purified our neshama, the neshama, which is recharging in the olam haneshamos, that's how we'll describe it, it's plugged in there and recharging, because it's worn out from the battle of Olam Hazeh. It's worn out from its battles here. Really, I'm using these words, but we're going to learn about this in Perek Shlishi. And it recharges in the Olam HaNeshamos, where it's rid of the Guf. The Guf, meanwhile, is decomposing, because it has to decompose, because it's Chomer. In this world, the Guf was Chomer. And it wasn't purified in this world, although we have glimpses when you have like a when we feel uplifted and we feel inspired, we feel like we don't want to be Gashmi. You know, we sort of lose that type of Gashmi Olam Hazeh things, and like we feel like we're floating on air. But that's not the reality, right? We have to eat. We have to do the things that a Guf has to do. So the Guf decomposes and the Neshama is recharges. And then this Tchias HaMesim, that's the Netzach. The Rambam, others hold differently. But the Netzach is just Neshama. And there's a temporary state where the Neshama reunites with the Guf if the Tchias HaMesim. So, but we're going to go with Ramchal. It really is the way most Rishonim learn. We're learning Ramchal, so Chal will describe that that's the ultimate. So when he says the guf is bad, and chomer, and gas, and behemi, and midos rolls, that's the default of the guf. So you could be matame your neshama also. The guf can overpower the neshama of one of Islam. And then the guf is not a pure tahorahi, you know, it's sullied, it's muddied. Its luster and its shine is completely can be covered up. So I want to speak out, but you know, Chal is very insistent. Hashem didn't make something that's how he learns. The guf, when he says the guf is chomer midos rolls and taiva and pleasure seeking, he means that's the default mode of the guf, but the guf certainly ultimately will be charged up into ruchnius by the neshama. We don't really know what that means. We're told malachim have somewhat of a ruchniustic or guf, chomer dak it's called. We don't think of malachim that way, but there's something, they have some form there. So it's along those lines. He'll be describing it. Okay, I think we'll stop here. The next year will be
next Wednesday,
the Wednesday of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and then
the Wednesday after Sukkot. Yeah.
That's it. So we'll sit through one more class, and then we'll have Sukkot. Yeah. Good. Well, Sunday Som Gedalia, if you're wondering, Sunday Som Gedalia.